Spend a few minutes with him before we go off the air to talk about the controversy revolving around the Lansing Police Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've got the mayor who says he wants to consolidate the police department under recommendations from the Lansing City Council. He said he's got a way to bring back some police and get more boots on the ground. The union's saying, not so fast, my friend. What does Burl think?
Well, I think that part of the controversy has to do with the consolidation of the police department, which Council wants, but it doesn't seem to know what exactly it wants. And, I think the administration actually has a good plan to consolidate in the far north side of South Lansing in the old National Guard Armory, a building that it acquired for a dollar, plus it paid $22,000 for some adjacent property. And, the study, which I wish the administration had released earlier, suggests some different steps. I think it makes sense to have an all-in-one building, eventually have the courts there, have the city jail there. It just seems very logical to me.
Do you think that the language of the vote of the people to give more money to the police department included infrastructure and whatever else the police may need to operate?
Maybe not specifically, Tony, but I think the idea was to improve public safety. And, if Bernero were suggesting they take all that money and put it toward capital improvements or new headquarters, whatever they decide to do, I think that'd be wrong. But, I think investing a small amount, really, $200,000 this coming fiscal year, as he's proposed, it makes sense. Just because the economy is bad doesn't mean we stop investing in our future.
All right, Burl, I got to get to break. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care. Feel better.